Hello, dear listeners. It is I, the Duchess's Jester, coming to you once again from the Lady Demora. And we are rounding out the week. Looking forward to having a Friday over and being finally at the weekend. So, how are you? What have you been up to? You know, you can always email me at djstarsage@gmail.com, and you can tweet me on Twitter at TFNDJ. So, what's new? And what do we have on the drawing board? Well, we are firmly ensconced in the season of fall. We've had our fair share of dark and dreary, misty and sprinkly here in the Northeast. Although this is nothing special, really, it is that time of year. And being someone who grew up in this climate, it's something that I've grown to expect. So, not really the kind of weather that gets me down, per se. It's actually the kind of weather that gets me somewhat nostalgic. You see, fall is one of my favorite times of year, and we are just rolling with the punches as we consider how many of those happy memories were associated with food. So we're making a list of the little goodies that we enjoyed growing up and what we'd like to make a healthier version of. We haven't quite tackled that or even approached it yet. Hubby Billy is still getting adjusted to having a newer vehicle, and we're crunching the numbers so that we could make those two payments a month a little more easily. Thankfully, this is something that we sort of anticipated in the sense of somewhat tightening our belts. We are in the process of paying off a home improvement loan that we took out the other year for upgrading the plumbing in our 50-year-old house. So it was well worth it. The only thing left from that project to do is to finish the plumbing in the bathroom. We have the original, I guess you'd say traditional plumbing still connected to our shower. And that was mostly because we weren't quite ready to switch that over yet. We were trying to make some decisions regarding if the bathroom were to be remodeled, if we were just going to do the shower surround. Still things on the drawing board. So, let's see, going into the weekend, I have some rather routine things coming. I have a haircut and possibly an oil change that I have to schedule. And we're trying to anticipate time with family. Yes, I did just mention that I had gone out to visit my family, sister Ronnie and nephew Louie, for a teenage birthday. Some of those details I left out, and I'll fill you in momentarily. But For those of you who are listeners to the Smellcast with Toppy Smelly, just wanted to pass on some information that unfortunately he has had some bad luck with his computer and it finally bit the dust. Now, I've had it on good authority that he has a Band-Aid in place and he is hoping to have his technology crux remedied shortly. So, unfortunately, part of that is he lost things in his mad scientist lab. Let's just say some things on the planning board that didn't quite make it. So, please be patient. He has given us many years of listening enjoyment, and if it takes a couple of weeks or more to get himself back in production, then so be it. So, go, of course, email him at smellcast@aol.com and send some happy thoughts and maybe some kitten pictures to him, because I know those cheer me up. So, anyways, returning to the topic of family time. Last weekend, hubby and I went down to visit my sister, spend time with family for a birthday party. And there was a house full. Of course, there wasn't everyone in the family there, which was somewhat of a relief because in the holidays, the place gets quite packed, and we've joked that as the family grows, we really should look into something like renting a fire hall or something like that. But Ronnie has some trouble at home that if she could get some positive thoughts. Now, she's not aware of my program. She doesn't know about my hobby, so just good thoughts will do for now. But let's just say she has a full house and has a few things that need to be sorted out. Unfortunately, these things have made her life complicated and a little stressful. What I can say is that she is a therapist in her day job, and that kind of job can be quite stressful. Certainly, it's very necessary to have a release when you leave for the day, so not being able to escape the stress when you get home for the evening certainly can't help matters much, but there's not much that I can do except hope for the best and certainly hope that she gets a chance to enjoy the coming holidays, although to say her home is going to be pandemonium would be putting things mildly. Anyways, so of my brother's children, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, they were all there for my nephew's 17th birthday. Afterwards, we had a campfire, and there may have been some imbibing. It seems that my brother's older children have a tendency to carry on in that regard. And this is something that wasn't really encouraged growing up. Certainly, my father was one to try to break the cycle. My grandparents divorced before I was born. And if one were to ask my mother while she was still with us, she would tell you that it was the drink that had did my father's family in. Now, she didn't speak like that, but that's putting things bluntly, that my grandparents may have had a problem with alcohol. So as a result, my father was very keen and intent to spare his own family of any hardship, so he never drank around us. And I shudder to think how he would respond to the reality of my nephew's upbringings. He was there for the beginning. My father has been gone now for some 18 years. So this youngest nephew had not been born yet. And it's hard to think that he didn't grow up knowing my father. Not that he was a Rockefeller or anything like that, but he was a decent man who did his best to make sure his children were better off than he was. So, anyways, Dewey was playing around at the campfire, showing off. I don't know if this was for his girlfriend's benefit or not, but he decided to be a hotshot and, well, didn't really sprinkle, but put some gasoline on the fire. I guess he decided that the fire was dying down and it needed some stoking. A good squirt of lighter fluid might have accomplished that, if you're careful, but in his inebriated state, decided to use some gasoline. Now, he did escape the aftermath, and I don't want to make you think things are worse than they are, but the foolish young man played with fire, quite literally, and managed to survive, possibly because Ronnie ran from the house screaming. And this is a side of her that I rarely get to see. I think that her day job has possibly toned down a lot of her reactionary instincts. But all I can say is that Nephew Dewey is quite lucky, and ironically, his present girlfriend is a nurse. So he apparently got some minor burns, some possible blistering, certainly something that he will remember for a while, but it's just a sad sight that my brother's children haven't quite learned the lessons of their grandfather's generation. Well, I suppose I was spared. That's something that hubby and I have put to the side. You know, alcohol is just sugar, and when you're watching your calories, trying to behave, you can't exactly tie one on every night. In all honesty, we were having a couple of drinks every other night, basically, during the holidays last year, because it was a stressful time and we were both overweight, not paying attention to our family's medical histories, and understanding that we need to cut it out because neither of us are spring chickens anymore. Granted, we're not quite at our midlife crises yet, but, you know, it's time to take adulting seriously. And this is a little more serious than I had anticipated when I pressed the record button, but nonetheless, I suppose this is just the wandering mind of a modern-day jester. So, I am hoping that this will be a quick and painless work day ahead of me, although I know that that is going to be far from the truth. I've had a large account that I've been working on at the candy shop, and I just wish that that project was done with, because it's just a lot of clicking the same screen over and over and over again. So, with any luck, there's enough coffee in the world to get me through today. But my happy thought for the day is I am looking forward to playing more Star Trek Online tonight. I am playing in the Romulan aspect of the game, and my character is a Centurion, so that's basically a commander. He has his own ship, and we have aligned ourselves with the Federation because we're part of the Romulan Republic. And I am having fun playing that, so fingers crossed that you have a good Friday ahead of you and that you have an enjoyable weekend to come. That is all for now. Please look forward to the next episode of The Faraway Nearby at tfnpodcast.com. Some of you have not filled out the listener survey there. We'd like to know what you would like to hear more of in the coming season. Go over to our webpage and fill that out. Alrighty, I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
This program is a proud member of UniVoz. Unified, unique voices. Learn more at UniVozPods.net.